And again, that finalization on that one will also take place in March. We are about 10 minutes from the open forum. As I mentioned, I'd like to do that at 2 p.m. Central Time. So I think to keep things easy and to ensure we're right on time, we'll just be at ease for about 10 minutes. We'll come back at 2 p.m. Central Time for the open forum. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to continue our January 2026 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. It is 2:03 p.m. Central Time, so it is time for the open forum. This portion of the meeting is designated for public comment on petitions, proposals, and other items of interest not on the agenda. And Mr. Nick Michaels, are you going to facilitate this portion of the meeting?
I can, Madam Chair, yes.
Very good, thank you.
As a reminder to members of the public, you are free to engage the commission in whatever topic you find of interest. However, you are limited to 3 minutes. I will be keeping track. I will let you know when your time is up, at which point you do need to wrap up your comments. Please also state your name prior to beginning your comments, as we are making a record of this. I will start with Janet Moore, who I believe is present virtually.
Hi, am I muted? Okay,
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead, Janet.
great. Thank you. Yes, Jeanette Moore, spelled like Janet. I live in Rapid City. I'm here to speak on the Nest Predator Bounty Program that GFP created in 2019 in hopes of boosting pheasant and duck populations by paying bounties to the general public for killing five native species that eat eggs and hatchlings, namely red fox, badger, striped skunk, possum, and raccoon. I oppose the NPBP because bounty programs have been shown by wildlife biologists to not work. The GFP has even acknowledged that there is no data showing that NPBP has increased the pheasant population. Ample research shows that predator control programs lack of efficacy and, excuse me, money would be better spent on habitat conservation. This is why Pheasants Forever and all major conservation groups support habitat management rather than trapping and killing. And I submitted, comments to the public record with research studies listed in those written comments. There's many reasons why predator bounty programs don't work. One is compensatory reproduction. Excuse me again. It's a biological phenomenon where a population increases its birth rate, litter size, or offspring survival in response to population decline to offset losses, effectively making population control efforts ineffective or even counterproductive. In the 1960s, 16 states had fox bounty programs, but in not one of those states did the bounty program reduce fox populations. And in North Dakota, their bounty program had the opposite effect and actually increased fox numbers. Ground nesting birds and nest predators have co-evolved together over eons. These predators are an important part of the ecosystem. They also eat insects, grubs, and rodents and are meant to be on the landscape, keeping everything in balance. One study from Oregon State University found that the more mountain lions there were in an area, the less Lyme disease there was in the area. So we don't fully understand, the repercussions of removing native predators from the landscape that are meant to be there, or the human health impacts that could be a consequence. Also, when these five native meso predators are removed, the ecological niche is very often filled by a feral cat or a member of the corvid or crow family, which also eat hatchlings and eggs, and making the program ineffective. The public has never been given a full audit of the cost of this program. We know at least $4.5 million has been spent on the implementation and paying out bounties, but this doesn't include staff time. According to a former GFP staff that I talked to, NPBP staff time was considerable and very unpleasant, having to go through bags of rotting, maggoty tails. They informed me that ample GFP staff hours was spent driving up and down highways to spray paint on tails of roadkill so that bounties couldn't be collected on roadkill rather than staff performing the conservation duties that they've been trained for. Non-target species are also trapped,
You have 3 minutes, Ms. Moore. If you could please wrap up your comments.
including the plain spotted skunk and swift fox, which are priority conservation species at our state level. This GFP staff member I talked to said there was no way to tell if the rotting maggoty tails he was collecting came from one of these conservation species or from one of the five eligible species. I work in grassland ecology. I understand that grassland birds face steep population declines.
Oh, at 3.5 minutes, Miss Moore, you do need to wrap up your comments, please.
Oh, 3.5. I'm sorry, before I thought you said I was at 2. I'll thank you, and I'll refer you to the written comments that I submitted to the public record. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone present here in person who wishes to address the commission now during this open forum portion of the meeting? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission? If so, please indicate by clicking the button to raise your hand. Okay, Nancy?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for letting me speak. Nancy Hilding, President, Prairie Hills Audubon Society. We second Janet Moore's objection to the Nez Perce Bounty Program, but I have spoken against this program to you so many times. You know, you've heard me on this topic endlessly. I am going to make a few other comments. Once again, on Friday, when I went to see what the agenda was, it was not published. And at 9 o'clock, Mountain Time, 2 hours before the deadline to submit written comments, the agenda was still not published. This happened last month. It's happened other months. There is a statutory requirement for you to public notice about rulemaking hearings, but a lot of the material that happens in the meeting is not a public hearing matter. It's not protected by the, you know, 21, 24 days public notice, whatever it is. And you are using the 72 hours before the day of the hearing to cut off comments. And that cutoff you have to do because statute tells you to, but it doesn't apply to things like resolutions to purchase land, resolutions to approve the Nez Perce Bounty Program, other actions that you take and your action items. These are not public notice, and we don't know about them in advance, and we don't know about them till Monday or Tuesday when the written comment deadline has passed. So I just wish you would stop doing this. Stop not publishing the agenda until Monday or Tuesday. I mean, I think I haven't looked at the statute recently, but it used to be you're required to have a final agenda 24 hours in advance of the meeting. So you could just be publishing a draft agenda. You could just be publishing what you know on Friday, even if it's not finished. Okay, so the other thing that I want to object to, and I haven't looked recently to see if it's there, but several months ago, you had on your website that was about the budget that all of the monies that go into the budget are raised from sportsmen and hunting and fishing activities. And I pointed out to Secretary Roebling, this is not true. Because your wildlife action grant that you get from the federal government comes from an appropriation bill from the Treasury of the United States government. So your wildlife action grant that you get every year is not raised by sportsmen. It comes from the federal treasury. But let us assume for argument's sake.
You need to wrap up your comments, please.
Let us assume you're getting all of your money from the sportsmen. Why are you doing that? There are other people out there who use game fish and parks. There are other federal grants. Why aren't you getting your money and having an objective of getting your money from non-hunters, fishers, and from, you know?
You're at 3.5 minutes now, Nancy. You need to wrap up your comments. Okay. Is there anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission? If so, please indicate by clicking the button raising your hand. Seeing no one, I turn things back over now to you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for that, Mr. Michaels, and thank you to those that were able to share their comments and thoughts with us today. With that, we'll move on.